חדור נוי, נמרוך, יורם בוי.
כן, חג וסלבו וסנד, הלך השיר. Tuesday night, אור להי חשבן, I think. אור להי חשבן? Yeah, okay, we come across sometimes the situation of Yichud. We know that it's a Yichud. So, there's a heter, a Baila Be'ir, if a woman's husband is in the city. So there's a Machlokas Achronim, if that is a pragmatic heter or a psychological one. Meaning, is it because of the actual fear that the husband will come home at any time? Then it has to be dafka in the home, and it has to be practical that he would come home, but if he never came home, or he's a shtickle distance away, or he works for a boss who won't let him come home, then the heter doesn't exist. Or if it's a psychological, emotional shmira that the woman has because the husband's around. And you never know. So that's a machlokas, and it's good to be machmir according to the chumra de kashita. Sometimes the psychological one is the more chumra de kashita one. But sometimes it's the other way around. I won't go into it now. But you have situations where, which would be a nafkamina, if it's psychological or pragmatic, and you have to, the Achronim suggests being machmir in both, Beis HaTzorech. A Posek maybe has latitude to paskin like one over the other. Libo Gazba takes away that heter. If they're friendly, if the man and woman are friendly, there's no more heter of Baila Be'ir. That's what Chazal understood, the Kochos HaNefesh of a person. They understood that Baila Be'ir is a heter. And they understood that Libo Gazba doesn't apply. What is Libo Gazba? It's hard to be Magdir if they're friendly. I just saw tonight in a Hagdorah in an Achron, it's not a bit Hagdorah. He says if they would do each other a favor out of friendship, you should always do a fellow Jew a favor. But if it's a situation where you wouldn't do the favor, but out of friendship you would do it, that would be probably a madrig of Livo Gaspar, not a Beit Hagdara. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll move on to Chavis Halvados. We're at the end of the Hagdoma, Mamish, the end. He's going through the structure of the Sefer. He's giving a few words, synopsis of each Shar. Really, if it would be learned to Eon, you would see how one leads to the other, how they follow each other in a logical progression. We finished the first seven, his synopsis of the first, not even a synopsis, he just says a few words about each one. Shar HaYichud, Shar HaBechina, Shar Avodas Elokim, Shar Bitochon, Shar Yichud HaMaisa, Shar HaKniya, and Shar HaTeshuva, that's seven. V'chasher Chipasti L'Hasig Amitas Ma'ashanu Chayovim L'Hashem Yizborach. As I searched further to understand truly our obligation to Hashem, Menachovos, Haniglos, Vahanistoros, those that are apparent and obvious, the obligations, some are more subtle. They wouldn't even occur to you if you wouldn't learn Chavis Halavos or others for him. Fiyadati, and I realized, Kilo Yitochin L'Kayim, O son, you really can't fulfill your full obligation. He's talking about now primarily Chavis Halavos, because they're limitless, as he explains in the Sefer. Chavos Eivorim is finite and limited. Chavos Halavos is infinite. It has to do with your attitude towards Hashem, the way you think of Him, and all different sorts of things. And if you think about them, they don't come up automatically. You have to contemplate and think about them, and figure out what they would be. Santi Acheshben Nefesh or Ashmini Lechal Mechavos Halavos. He wrote a shar called Shar Acheshben HaNefesh, and as I said many times, it has a different meaning than what the word Acheshben HaNefesh means to us. We think of Acheshben HaNefesh as at the end of the day, you're making a spiritual accounting of what you did that day, how you acted. According to the Chavis HaLovitz, that's part of the tshuva process. He rather discusses that. He doesn't call it Cheshbon HaNefesh. He just talks about it in Shar HaTeshuvah. And Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh is, he tells you what to think about. He tells you what to consider in your obligations to Hashem. Consider this, consider that. How do you daven? What do you think about? How's your ben adam chaver? He gives you things to think about, and the focus, the main part of the shara is, of course, the third parak, where he talks, gives you 30 things to think about. You can think about them when you're walking in the street. You can think about them when you're rearranging your bookcase. You can think about them when you're taking a walk. It's very good things to think about. So that's 8. V'chashashivosi al machshavti b'inyan ha'echad ha'emes. The more I thought about the yichud of Hashem, v'isli ki yichudo b'leiv sholem lo yuskayim b'nefesh ha'mamin, I realized that you really can't think about or believe in or really focus on yichud Hashem. Kishalibo shikar b'yayin avos ha'olam. Very interesting phrase. When you're intoxicated with love of this world, v'nota el tavos of habehemios. That's going to stop you from having a seichel yasher. It's going to throw your mind into you're going to go down a wrong thought pattern, because you'll be led by wanting to enjoy yourself. From things that are unnecessary, superfluous things, and to separate himself from again worldly pleasures that are not necessary. Then Yiskayim Hayichud Hashalim Belibo V'yal El Ma'aloso. So therefore, and how, why that's linked, he explains in the 9th shahr, which is shahr haprishus. Samti haprishus, shorech chi, leklal mechobis halvavus. Bachakach hakarti, then I thought about, I investigated, al mashanu chayom leboris barach, ashu tachlis kol tava v'ketz tol tikva, that he is really, should be the object of our desires. We want to get to know him, we want to bond with him. Kimimenu haschol of all of a tichla, he is the beginning of all, he's the be all and end all. So what we should relate to Hashem through Ava and Yira, Hashem Ataklis Hatova V'Hara, Kamo Shomer Akosuv Kirega B'Yapo Kayim Bertono. Life depends on finding favor in the eyes of Hashem. Dor V'Yolim Bechi V'Lavok Erino Shamti Ava Sakelius Barach, and associated topics Shorish Hasiri. So that's why I wrote these things. If you look carefully, if you look at the Hakdama, you'll see they're all structured very, very logically, and they all are related to Yichudo, almost as if that Shar HaYichud is really the Klal, and everything else is Prokim. The more we delve into Hashem Echad, we will go have Shara Bechina, Shara Avodas Elokim, Bitachon, Yichud Maisa, etc., etc. Okay.